California coach Mike Montgomery has joined us, and the Bears are hosting Oregon State Thursday and Oregon on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. The first question comes from Jeff Ferrato, the Oakland Tribune.
Mike, you guys have, I think, almost got a better winning percentage away from home, counting neutral sites, as you do at home. With these two teams coming in where you're at in the season, how important is it for you to get this thing going at home, and what are your impressions of the teams you're going to play this weekend?
Well, theoretically, you're supposed to be better at home, so that's the reason that everybody would look at that, is that you're supposed to be better at home, and it's supposed to be easier to win with the crowd and all that. So, you know, to win at home is going to be critical for us, and there's people in this league that are really good, and it's going to be really hard to get road wins. So winning at home has always been crucial, and this is no exception to it. So we've got to do the best job we can. Obviously, everybody in this league is vulnerable, with the possible exception of the people at the top. Oregon State, Moreland, for example, has 8 double-doubles. They've got 3 people that, can really rebound the ball. They're 3 bigs. They've got 2 really good shooters, and they bring in Schaftenauer, who's also a 3-point shooter. So they've had some tough luck. They're a good basketball team. Oregon's playing great. They've got great depth. They'll run at you. They'll be very physical. If a guy gets in foul trouble, they'll just run another guy at you. They've got some really good athletes, and they're playing really hard. I think the key might be Singler. I really like Singler. He's a guy that kind of is a glue. So they're legit, top 10 all of a sudden.
Thanks, Mike.
Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Does Colorado do well?
Well, they defend really well to start with. They've got a very good defensive concept that makes it hard. They really load up the paint. They overplay, force you to drive. When you drive, they've got, 2-3 people waiting for you. They rotate well. I think that's one of the things they do really well. Obviously, Roberson's a great rebounder. They get to the glass. And he's just kind of a one-man wrecking crew in terms of his ability to rebound the ball. So that's another thing. And then they're a little streaky offensively in terms of shooting the ball. They got off to a slow start, I think, from 3. But Booker, Dunwoodie, and even Xavier Johnson, who's proven to be a very nice freshman, are really good perimeter guys.
Are they as dangerous as a 4-4 league team can be?
I don't know. The old records in conference have an awful lot to do with who you played and where you played them and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't think 4-4 is an indictment on anybody in this league right now. It depends on who you've played. I don't think that's something that says team's not very good because they're 4-4. That's just the league's better this year. It's harder to win.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Hey, Mike. You've had teams that have been quite deep and then some that maybe haven't been so deep. What are the challenges, even in a practice setting, when you don't have that depth that you're looking for?
Well, there's a couple things. One is it makes practice difficult because you really can't compete at the level you'd like to compete at in practice. The people that would be your starters or theoretically your better players don't necessarily feel challenged every day. It's not like they have to really work to improve to get the shots they want. And that affects you, I think, in terms of your ability to improve. The other thing that happens is I don't know that you have it's hard to keep people accountable because they know that there's not much you can do substitution-wise. I mean, if you had 9 guys that were all similar, and if a guy wasn't doing what he was supposed to do and playing hard enough or whatever, even having a good night, you could bring another guy in and go with him, knowing that he'd be good enough to get it done. So that affects you as well, and I think fatigue starts to set in. After a while, guys know they have to play big minutes, and they know that the responsibility is going to be strictly on their shoulders to have to make plays, and I think it starts to wear on people a little bit.
Is there a way to alleviate any of that fatigue at all?
Shorten practices, we've kind of done that. We can't it just doesn't make any sense to run the same five guys out there and practice for 3 hours or 2.5 hours, even though there's things that you know you need to improve on, you know there's things you need to work on, you have to do your prep, but at some point it becomes counterproductive if you're just running your people in the ground.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up from Jeff Verrato, the Oakland Tribune.
Is there anything new with Kreklov?
No.
So you don't expect him to try to play this week?
No.
All right, thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any other questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Mike, that'll do it for you today.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.